Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. Wow. It's good to be in church. Thank you, choir. And you people are looking very gorgeous. I like the brown. It's having a 20 days of glory brown and gold effect. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, the book is also looking brown. So what's happening? It's here already. The journey. Get ready for a life of purpose. You will not miss it in the name of Jesus. I don't know if we talked about it in the first service, did we? Okay, so the book is here. A fulfilled life is possible. Yes, a fulfilled life is very possible. You don't have to live a life that is, you know, frustration. I don't know this. It's not working. No, a fulfilled life is possible. Yes, and all these things usually come with direction and wisdom. And we have been teaching that series. And the book is out. Those that pre-ordered the book, pre-ordered it. They had already pre-ordered when I mentioned that I wasn't conscious of the fact that we're pre-ordering at already 2,000. Those that are buying today are buying at 2,005. After today, it is 3,000 now. So try get it. Yes, I just want to give opportunity to those who are in church the day the book came out physically, so you can get it. And this is another thing. If you have people around you who are going in circles in their jobs and they are not comfortable, they are doing things that they are not finding fulfillment in. And sometimes some people are fulfilled at a particular level and they need to transition. And during the course of the transitioning, they don't know how to. You need to get materials like this to help you how to journey in life so that you can find fulfillment and purpose God's way. Amen. Yes, so this morning it is June, the last, second to the last Sunday in the month of June. Is that not? This is the last Sunday. Oh, yes. Next week is our old school praise Sunday. So all the old school songs that we just go and bring everybody. All the old school songs that you have, you know how that experience of singing those songs again and again, you know, then we are now dressed in maybe old school. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm still trying to think. But anyways, it's going to be a glorious time in God's presence because it's also supposed to be like a Thanksgiving, the first Sunday in the second half of the year. Are we here together? So invite your friends. We're going to have a nice prayer time, worship and praise, high praise. Then we will get into the word as we enter the second half. I don't know, but my heart has always been going to praise this period. And God is leading my heart again that usually when praise goes ahead, the next thing you begin to experience is increase. Yes, the Bible says, let the people praise you, let the people praise you. Then the earth will yield her increase. So, as we transition into the month of July, the month of July is going to be a month of increase for us. I didn't hear you shout louder. Yes. So, usually in this part of the year, this time of the year, people begin to think and ask questions in their hearts. You know, somehow when it was September, October, November, and December in 2024, you started having plans in your heart. I want to do this. Oh, 2025, you were anticipating. You know, you wanted to push. But somehow, maybe for some people, circumstances beyond your control, when you started January, you didn't take off the way you should have taken off. Or you had plans and you had things you wanted to do, but it didn't hit the way you expected it. And maybe for some people, during the course of February and March, they already stopped marching. And life didn't go the way you planned from last year. So some people have been struggling through April and May. you know, June, and they're asking God, all the promises, the things that you said to me, I'm not seeing everything. I don't know, do I now wait for 2026? Does it mean that 2025 is just going to go like that? Some of us have plans of some things that takes 8 months to accomplish, 9 months. And this is just 6 months to the end of the year, and you're already thinking. But I want to announce to somebody that with God, all things are possible. Yes, and my assignment this morning is not just to preach at you. One of the things we don't do in the church here is to preach at you. We preach and give you strategy, something you can walk with. Because the tire has to meet the road. I can't just prophesy over you and speak into the second half of the year without giving you practical things from scripture, how that God would want you to run the next half of the year. Do you know that for somebody, based on what is about to happen today and this season, we're in our mid-year crossover session. Tomorrow we're going to be in church in the evening, and we're going to be praying and hearing the word of God. And I was supposed to teach at Vigil on Heaven on Earth, but I couldn't teach it. So I'll teach that then on Tuesday. I want to talk about the ministry of angels to those two things concerning the second half of the year. Yes, God is going to be leading our hearts by His Spirit, and He will empower us to function in such a way that angels, some of us, you meet some people, it will be so strange that the kind of help, support you will get, you will be shedding tears. Because you were wondering, can a human being do this? But you would have met angels. The Bible says some people did not know that by so doing, they have entertained angels. In other words, angels walk around in human bodies. And sometimes some of them live here on the face of planet Earth. Sometimes some of them don't live here. They just came because of you. Did you hear what I just said? You can read your Bible and check. There are beings that look like humans. They appear as humans. They were sent bearing human bodies. If they have that encounter with you, do whatever they're supposed to do, you might never meet them again in your life. They don't exist in this realm. Go and read the Bible. Some of the people that Abraham met, some of the people that they met in the Bible like that, so that's strange people. And these things still happen. Glory to God. Yes, I will share experiences of, you know, angelic visitations where people were in positions where they were totally stranded and angels visited them. Don't miss what's happening in church this season. So while it is true that God has helped some people to achieve some things, for some of us, January, some of you have already achieved almost all your goals for the year. But I want to tell you, don't relax. That means you set a goal that is small. God really wants to do more. Are we here together? Yes, some of you say, I've already done this. You know, last year, somebody reached out to me and sent some of the things that she wanted to do, blah, 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 blah. And by the time it was the 6th month of the year, she had done everything already. She said, Pastor, I've done it. I said, then don't relax. Set another one. You understand what I'm saying? I said, I've done it already. I said, I wanted to get 4 times the money I used to make. I've made up more than 4 times already too. I said, you still need to make more. You still need to do more. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Yes. Yes. In as much as some people, we are at different levels and different phases in life. And I will address that also as we continue the message. It is possible for Satan trying to take advantage of you and make you feel like you should just, everything you are doing is effortless. Some people already planned, you know, and you have fixed dates, you know, of your wedding, even when nobody, by faith. And you'll be shocked to know that there's nothing impossible. Because we have heard people who really fix it by themselves. And it came to pass. You know, when you're doing something by the Spirit, you look foolish. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. I have seen it. I usually joke about it too. But some of the things I have joked about in church, I've seen them happen. Yes. I joke about some things, but I've seen them happen. And that's why it is a miracle. I'm wondering that. See, he said, yes, so I fixed it. I said, August 24th, I was, and God did it. I said, no, maybe you planned the goal. It's not a goal, though. By the time the person was fixing it, they didn't have anybody. As the person came and they did everything, me too. By standard, I would say, don't do any relationship that is not 6 months. I always say it. I have seen some people that shocked me. Me too. I am in awe. And that's why I believe that anything, God can actually do a lot of things. Are we here together? Yes. So don't be scared and don't start telling yourself that will it be able to, will that happen? Or should I just postpone everything and move the plans? No. Sometimes you have planned according to the calendar of men. But remember, the Bible says a day in the sight of God is like 1,000 years. So what you are supposed to achieve in a whole year, it might not be something that will take God more than a month or 2 months to do. It is possible for God to do it. There are some things that are natural. For instance, it will take 9 months for a child to stay in the womb and accomplish everything that should be accomplished. Are you get what I'm saying now? But if God has spoken about it and somehow it looks like it is delaying, we have seen children that stayed even 7 months and they are perfect. Perfect. Some of people that are in this church, 7 months they stay. And they are very perfect. If we check now, some of you, your parents have told you, I wasn't expecting you. I didn't know how. For the word of God to come to pass, situations can shift, everything can happen. But God, if he says, if it is God that has said something, he will do everything. Time, season, day, night, sun, moon, star. All the elements of the earth will work together to accomplish it. And that's one of the things that I am bringing to somebody here. There are certain things that you might be looking and saying, this looks like it is delaying. This document will take not less than 18 months to be approved. What if God says it is 8 months? What if God says that I will make it happen? Because with God, all things are possible. I came to announce to somebody, according to God's calendar, even though you have your goals, your plans, which is very good, I pray for somebody, God will override all those things and give you a result that will shock you, give you a result that will amaze you, if you can believe it. Because I know maybe not everybody believes what I'm saying, but it says, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance. I declare in the name of Jesus, situations will turn around. The calendar of men will not be your calendar. The calendar of heaven, where eternity will kiss time and overrule the principles of men, things will turn around and God will work it out to your favor. If you know I'm talking to you, can you shout it louder? Amen. How can these things be? Mary said, seeing that I know no man. And he said, it is the power of the highest. This same Holy Ghost we are talking about this year. He said, the power of the highest will overshadow you. We have told Joseph already that he does not have anything to do in this matter. We have said that it is the word of God. No wonder said God, what Bible says, we are born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God that lives and abides forever. So shall my word be that has gone out of my mouth. It will accomplish its purpose. Concerning your health, the doctor said it will take 6 months for you to recuperate fully, for something to happen. But child of God, even those that they told before my eyes that your bone will need 7 to 8 months, in 3 months they already started working. I came to announce to somebody, the God who made the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the heavens, he's rising over your matter. He's taking over your matter. He's rising over your situation. Let your amen roar. So don't say, I may not be able to do much this year. Maybe I should postpone it. I don't think it's going to work. All these things that they always say, God said. And I don't even understand. Or you have somebody, you know, sometimes you begin to click on friends. And you know, in your gist and your prayer moment, some of you have given yourself word. God gave me a word for you. Hallelujah. I have a word for you. And the word they gave to you is looking as if the word is wording like this. But you see, if it is a word from God, Don't undermine that word. Sometimes situations and circumstances, sometimes our own personal laziness, but you see, God can override and his mercy will prevail for somebody. Where you were weak, where you were lazy, you continue to procrastinate and you were dragging. The Bible says the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness. In this season, I declare, may he cause you to have a heart of discipline in the name of Jesus. Things you were relaxed about before, now you will start taking action. Now you will start making moves. The Holy Ghost will steer your heart to action. It will steer your heart to walk. Child of God, I'm talking to some people here. You will be restless until you do what you are supposed to do. You'll be restless until you submit that document. You'll be restless until you make that call. You'll be restless until you meet that person. You'll be restless until you start that business. Anything that God has ordained for your life that you are relaxed about, you are frustrated, the funds are not coming, it looks like nobody is helping, may the Holy Ghost create a restless situation where you cannot be comfortable with where you are, and you will arise and step into the God's plan for your life in the name of Jesus.
when it was the Kairos moment, Jesus was sitting and the Spirit drove him. Said, you can't be here. Nations are waiting. Destinies are waiting. People are calling. Everyone under the sound of my voice. There are people waiting for you. There are nations waiting for you. Your family might be waiting. And you are relaxed. May the Holy Ghost energize you with strength. By the revelation of this word, procrastination expire in your life. The grace for discipline rest upon you. Let your amen thunder.
There are certain things you must do. See, number one, you must have a faith-filled heart. A faith-filled heart. Any heart that is not faith-filled cannot achieve much. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that is a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. As soon as you lose faith, you have lost everything. Don't lose faith. Don't say it cannot work. I am not sure it will work again. Do you know that there are people, the world itself, the universe, most of those who started inventing the theories of motivation, where they talk about having a positive mental attitude, having a positive outlook to life. It is faith that they are talking about. I hope you are aware. They are talking about faith, but because they are talking to a mixed congregation, some of them are not Christians, so they will say, you just have to have a positive mentality. You have to be enthusiastic. You have to be optimistic. Brother and sister, my optimism is not in life. It is in the word of God. I am optimistic because God said. Tell your neighbor, God said. I can hear you say, God said. My faith is built on nothing else but Jesus, his word, his blood, and his righteousness. I stand upon the word of God that says, I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. The word of God that says I will never be small. The word of God that says I am healed, I am strong, I am healthy. Somebody, I say, I stand on the word of God. My faith is built on the word of God. My faith is established on the word of God. He said, God shall make all grace abound to you, that you having all things in all sufficiency may abound to good works. In other words, by faith I believe I can never be broke. 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 Are you hearing what I'm saying? That faith is what will drive you to start creating value. That faith is what will drive you to do that product. Say, who will buy it? Do it first. Mess products that people did, they thought nobody would buy it. Do you know? Oh my God. Do you know that some people you see today, somebody was telling me a story of one, you know, very major music icon. And he said there was a time he went for an audition before another major music icon today. Both of them are major now. And this one went for auditioning. And after the audition, that one shut him down and said, you know what? It's okay, you try, but no place for you. Only a matter of, within the space of 3 years, everything shifted. And the man that was auditioning him now had to do song with him. You don't understand. I can't tell you all the gist, but hear me very well. I came to announce to somebody, when it looks like your product was put aside, your service is the same, they don't need it, and it looks like nothing is happening, go back to the drawing board and keep working on yourself. Keep working on your product. Keep working on your service. The same people that said no to you, only a matter of time, they are calling you to collaborate with you. That might not be for everybody, but there is somebody. There is an organization you have been pressing and submitting things to, and they are looking at you. There's somebody. There are those you admire in your heart. I said they will call you in no long time to collaborate with you, to partner with you, because your voice will now matter. Your product will now matter. Your service will now matter. Let your amen thunder. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. You can't get a good report without faith. If you want a good report, you must have what? Faith. Have faith. Let it be in your heart. Let it be in your heart. When footballers, I like boxing a lot. I like to use football, but sometimes boxing works for me. Sometimes you see somebody fighting in the boxing ring, and they're beating the guy, you know, and you're wondering, what? What is this? What is this? Then all of a sudden, by the time it looks like the guy is about to give up, the referee goes, everybody just go back. Then the coach reminds him again. That's what I came to do. I came to remind you of the prophetic word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The coach tells the person, I remember a fight that Mike Tyson had with a particular guy. I can't remember the guy's name. He was trying to revenge the act of that guy on Muhammad Ali. So the guy fought Muhammad Ali at his old age, and he really beat Muhammad Ali in a very bad shape. Then Mike Eisen promised Muhammad Ali. He said, one day I'm going to fight that guy and I will beat him. And the day he was having that fight, Muhammad Ali was in the stadium. He was watching that fight. And as he was watching, Mike Tyson beats the guy blue-black. You know, there's a blow, the blow they give some people. You start dreaming, all the dreams of your future will come together. Your past, your present, your future. You see, you don't understand. When you see people doing like this, it's past, present, future, everything together. And as soon as he was done, he looked at the direction where Muhammad Ali was. And he looked at it, and Muhammad Ali stood up and said, yes. That is how the host of heaven will stand for somebody. I said, that is how the host of heaven will stand for somebody. What knocks you down before will be your stepping stone. Where you were rejected before, you'll be accepted again. Where it looked like nothing good can come, they will now see good things in you. Let your amen thunder. Have a faith-filled heart. Don't be discouraged. Don't tell yourself it can't work again. It can't work again. Faith is the instrument with which we tap into the resources of God so that we can call the things that be not as though they were. Yes, each time I read the book of Hebrew, I begin to see a lot of things. Men of faith everywhere. Men of faith everywhere. Some Martin Luther King said something very strong. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Some people, you are waiting for everything to be set. Can I tell you, everything will never be set. There will not be a time. One of the ways to gain balance in life, I did a little bit of physics. There is what you call equilibrium. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Now, it is not a state of total rest that let's just wait and everything will be balanced. Sometimes, if you are climbing a narrow path, the way you gain balance is not to stop. If you stop like this, you will think you have gained balance, but you are not moving. Am I making sense here? One of the ways you gain balance is that the balance will be in the movement of your body. As if you are going to fall, but you are just going like that. But you are going like that. As if you will fall, but now to him who is able to keep me from falling. Because he wants you to take a step. Tell your neighbor, take a step. Yes, look for a job, get a business, try something. Don't sit down and just say, I'm trying to balance when everything is balanced. When people were waiting until they were balanced before they got married, they are 50 years, they're not married. When everything is balanced, we're going to set up, when everything is going to balance, we're going to set up. Some people started the business under umbrella and they have balanced 5 years since. The one who says he's too ashamed to use umbrella is still looking for shop in the future. It's still a vision in your own paper. It has materialized in somebody's own life. Came to challenge somebody. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Wake up! Until I have this, you know, the total things to do the business is 3 million naira. Somebody started that thing with 500,000 naira. In the next 3, 4, 5 years, time will process things. Always learn to do something. Is anybody getting my message here this morning? Yes. Number two, remember the faithfulness of God. Faithfulness is different from faith. Faith is faith, belief in your heart and what God can do, the ability of God. Then faithfulness is looking at the track record of God, that he does not fail, therefore he will not fail me. That's faithfulness. Many people do not believe in the faithfulness of God. If God has ever done something in your life before, he can still do more. Now, if it has not happened in your life, but it has happened to your neighbor, God is around the neighborhood. It's the same God that did it for your neighbor that can do it for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So don't say, God is just doing it for others, doing it for others. It's not even coming to my direction. That is the reason why he has not come to your direction. Why? God does not like murmuring and complaining. But when he hears the voice of thanksgiving, you see it in the life of somebody, you say, Kai God, you're such a wonderful and awesome God. And before you know it, your voice will attract him because God inhabits the praise and not the complaint of the people. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You will attract him when he's around the neighborhood doing something and you praise him for it. Why? He will ask. Somebody leaves the next door. I'm hearing my name. Even God will be saying, who is calling my name? Oh, Mavis is calling my name. Oh, Mavis, if you call my name. That's what he said. Call upon me and I will do what? Answer you. You sang it to the other with me. I've been singing it to the other with myself. Now when I call, you will answer. When I call, you will answer. The faithfulness of God. He did to Sarah as he has said. You see other people, things are happening. They're like, don't tell yourself that. Am I cursed? Some people have gone that bad to depression. Am I cursed? I don't even know why. And heaven is looking and is saying, this one that is wonderfully and fearfully made. Even when Gideon said, I am weak, he said, mighty man. Now you, they look yourself as small. The host of heaven, they see big man. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Tell yourself, I'm a big person. No?
You don't look at your physical, you don't look at your external. You look at, God looks at you with the eye of your potentials. God looks at you with the eye of your ability. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? This is not motivation. Go and read the Bible. This is a challenge to inspire you. Every person God met in the Bible, he was not looking at their weakness. He was always looking at them in the future. Unless he said, I know what I see. Me that I made and invested in you, I know what I have invested. And if I have invested, I am not a businessman that will crash, have a crashed investment. I cannot be a crashed investment in the hand of God. Oh, you didn't get that. You didn't get that. I cannot be a crashed investment. I cannot be a wasted investment. The potentials, the gifts, the talent, the skills, the wisdom, the intelligence. God cannot give me eyes and the eyes will just waste looking at ordinary things. He cannot give me a mouth and the mouth will waste talking nonsense. He can't give me intelligence and waste talking nonsense. I sound like God. I act like God. I talk like God. Is there somebody here like that in this house this morning? Enter the second half with energy and life. Many bold people are already ruling over those who are timid. They have everything, but they are timid. This one has nothing, but is bold. The gift is gift of boldness. This one is, I know I have everything, but I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. And so you they wait, you the team, you they wait, you the team. Then this one is moving and moving and moving, and his life is going, moving forward, in of one project to another, into one thing, into everything. Am I preaching to somebody here? Are you getting my message here? God is faithful. Tell you,
I call him faithful. Lord, you were faithful. Faithful you were, and faithful. Let me hear you. I call him faithful.
I call him faithful. Lord, you were faithful. You are so faithful to me.
Say, I call him faithful.
I call him faithful.
Lord, you are faithful. Faithful you are.
Noah was building ark and people were mocking Noah. He said, you're a very stupid man. You're building ark. Look at how big this thing is. How will he stand upon the water? How will he stay on the water? Do you know that the ark that Noah built, as a matter of fact, the size of that ark is so massive that ordinarily thinking, you would have felt that this guy is very stupid, because nobody has ever done that kind of thing before in history. You know, there are things that people have done. When you are doing it, your faith is not necessarily in God. Your faith is in that somebody has done it before. But there are some of us, God is calling you to toe a line that nobody, you just know that how many people there, I'm not just seeing people really doing this thing. So it takes a lot of faith in God's faithfulness, that if he has done one and two and three with somebody before, this one, if he starts from the scratch, he will finish. You know all those who are, what they call them now, developers, web developers and other things. If you are starting from the scratch, it's a serious matter. But when you just pick something and you just add color, add shape, add and put it, you are okay, you are creative too. But that guy that says that, what do they call those developers again? The ones that do from the scratch. Scratch, like they start the stuff from the, they are still developers too, or what? Mr. Joseph, help my life. Where is Bio? Is he eating sweet outside? Where is he? Help me. What do they call them? Are you sure it's not you? They are front, is it front end? Whatever the end. All I know is that those people, they are the ones that start everything from the scratch. You know those ones that start decoding everything. Back end. So God is giving you a vision that looks like it is back end. Everybody is in front, you are in back end. Sometimes it looks hard. But God, who sees in the secret, he understands how to organize those things. And that's why you must trust the faithfulness of God. Somebody say, I trust the faithfulness of God. You need to trust. What else do you want to trust in your life if not for the faithfulness of God? My internet is off. I don't know what I'm... Let me do it here. Glory to God. So I trust the faithfulness of God. I trust him that he will not fail. What he has said he will do, he will do. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Sometimes things don't look like the way you planned, but you must always tell yourself, I still trust the faithfulness of God. I'm getting the kind of results that God will have me get. I'm not following what men are saying. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So remember the faithfulness of God, like I said. Then let faith be in your heart. Let faith be in your heart. Then number three, focus. Refocus your vision. Vision is a clear mental picture of the kind of future that you desire. The kind of future that you see. Some of us, you enter 2025 without a clear vision. That means you did not write things down. You're not seeing the kind of things that you want. Now, listen. One of the ways God will change the life of a person is vision. You see, the power of your imagination
able to capture the things that God has locked in your heart is powerful. That you capture it and you see it. Every business you see. I was just passing around again today and I'm like, what is the problem with these guys? What exactly do they want? I just passed again and I just said everywhere, boku, boku, boku. I said, you just, I don't understand what you guys are doing. Now, that's a vision. Meaning that it is possible that somebody has said that within every 20-meter radius, there must be this product. That's the vision. You have seen it. You have captured it. That within every space like this, I will have this kind of thing accomplished. So God plants a vision in your heart. You sit down and you work out how it will work. So you are the one that will sit down and ask when God puts a vision. Because if you don't have a vision for the kind of job you want, you don't have a vision for the kind of business you want to set up, you don't have a vision for the kind of value that you want to create, you don't have a vision for the kind of service that you want to offer, you'll be doing anything anyhow. Men of vision are powerful people because they have seen already what they want, the kind of life they want, the kind of personality they want to become, the kind of products they want to give, the kind of service they want to offer. See it with your eyes. God cannot help a person who does not have an imagination that captures anything. Are you getting what I'm saying? Do you know that a person who is physically blind has hope than a person who is mentally blind? A person who is physically blind has more hope. He's not even seeing things, but he can sit down and make the person who is seeing say, you will be my leg, you will be my hand, I have brain, but you will be my every other thing. Then the guy sits down, you know, and he's walking everything, and you have eyes, you have leg, and you say, tell your neighbor, be careful. When Kobam Sasukwa has a building where he lives in by himself, a full house, plays the keyboard, he's a producer. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He does not see physically, but he's not disadvantaged. When they came to Helen Keller, an American woman that was born at about 16 months old, she became blind, deaf, and dumb. A lot of things went wrong with Helen Keller. And they asked her, they said, who is the most frustrated? Looking at your condition, people think that you are very frustrated. Looking at your life, you have achieved so much, but people still look at her and they are pity. He said, who do you think the most frustrated? Is a person who has sight but no vision. So they are the frustrated people, not me. Because if you have sight and you don't have vision, your frustration will be very heavy. You know why? You'll be seeing everything other people are doing, but you're not doing anything. The person who cannot see is not having competition. Even if he hears about his competitor, he's not seen on Instagram. So he cannot see anything. He doesn't know anything. He has more peace of mind. Then if I can now see, why will I now stay and not cease? God has given you imagination to see the future so that you can seize it. The first thing that the Holy Spirit does when he comes upon the life of believer, he said, your sons and daughters shall see visions. What's the vision for your life? 3 years plan, 5 years plan, 6 years plan, 10 years plan. Vision for this business. Vision for this service. Vision for this product. Vision. Have a clear guiding vision. The second half of the year is not too late to start. It's not too late to start. It's not too late. You know why I'm doing this? Because most of the times, I have watched football match. I don't know. There are many kinds of football match, but there's one football match. Does this. I don't watch the present ones, so don't laugh at me. I'm not so much into present-day football. I'm trying, but I'm not. I'm not even trying. So let's just leave it. I don't know. If I see footballers, I don't know what Messi looks like, but I know Ronaldo. But I don't really know what Messi looks like. Really, I don't. But when I see Ronaldo, I know this guy now. You know, those days, they played a particular football, a World Cup match. I don't know whether it was work or something. Then it was like the goal score was 3-1 or something. Eventually ended as 4-3. I can't remember that. It's a long time, 1994 or something. I know Kanu was there. Those people in those generations. All of us were just there. We're just waiting. That was one Nigerian football. I watched that one. But all the other things they do. Those ones that they are making money that they will not share for you. I don't watch it. So we're just watching, and first half 3-0 or so, 3-1. And before you know it, second half, we just saw 3-2, 3-3, 4-3. At the end of the day, they won. Second half. Do you know the people who were doing first half? They thought that they had won already.
But these other guys had gone to re-strategize. Second half is the time to do what? Re-strategize. Think again. Reason, where did I make mistakes? What did I not do? I stayed on Instagram too long. I became a phone addict. I stayed with my friends and we're just discussing normal things. When I should be seeing God, I was seeing men. You re-strategize. Go back to the drawing board and tell yourself, what are the things I need to do now? What can I peg? Some of the things you are doing now, they might snowball into 2026 March or February. It might be an 8 months. It's better to have a plan from these 6 months that will enter the 12th month than to give up these 6 months and wait for another January. How are we sure you will do anything in that January? Because when people are used to procrastinating, they will always become like that. But the day you wake up and take action, everything shifts. And some of us who are thinking that you have arrived for this year, don't be too fast. Don't arrive too fast. Have you seen the recent video that's going out of a particular athlete running? And while he was running, just getting to the finish line, he was now comfortable, now relaxed. Then all of a sudden, the guy just came from nowhere. Swept it. If I were the coach, look at how you're saying, I will flog the man. God, don't flog you like that. Do you know how many things you have failed? Just say, mercy, Lord. There are many things God wants you to do that you have not done. What you're supposed to do is to say, Lord, I receive grace for the next session. I will not delay your plans and your purposes. I will strategize. I will make plans. I will make things work in the name of Jesus. So you go back to the drawing board and have a clear guiding word, vision. Somebody say vision. You're not saying it with me. Are you sure you're in this service here? Yes. Revisit the prophetic word of the year by the Spirit. You have been running by yourself. Well, after we gave the word by the Spirit, many people have forgotten it. Please, help us. Let's do the design outside and put so that people can be seeing it. Remember what God told us. Not by power or by might, but by my word. Spirit, says the Lord. You are going out in the morning and you are saying, God, it is by your Spirit. By strength shall no man prevail. By your Spirit. By your Spirit. Do you know those words have a way of steering and keeping you up on your edge? Because you are seeing the vision. He told us, he writes the vision, make it plain. That's why I shared it from December. I kept talking about it during the first January of the year. I said it. That's why I will still remind you, Spirit something, Spirit again, Spirit. Because this Spirit, it can give speed to your life. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Yes, it is a year of the Spirit. So go back. If you are having a business, you go and revisit your goals and your spiritual assignments. Turn the vision and the goal into practical plan. That means if you say, I want to have 2 shops extra before the end of the year, what do you do now? You go to the drawing board. How much does it cost to get 1 shop? Then how much will it take to get the 2nd shop? What location do I need the other shop? Which people will I need? Or how much do I need to make? How much effort do I need to put in my business so that I will be able to raise money in the next 3 months to pay for the other shop? These are practical plans. Then you begin to work towards it. Then you say to yourself, okay, if I have been doing it in this case, do I need to push in a little fund into it? How will it look like? You ask questions from those that have gone ahead. You move around and you check what other people are doing. You sit down and you pray. Listen, those who are making progress in life, they are not doing it by chance. They are not doing it by chance. Nobody's life just works by chance. The guy slept and he woke up. All of a sudden, his life has moved. Even those you think all of a sudden, go and check. They were doing something behind. If it is all of a sudden, they will vanish all of a sudden. I said it, I don't know what I was saying. If somebody rises all of a sudden, they will vanish all of a sudden. You know why? The reason you see people rise and remain for a while, it takes consistency to keep yourself in the face of people. If the business just showed zoom and there's nothing, no structure, nothing, the same way, I give it 1 month, it will go down. But if you keep seeing the business 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and it's going up, there's a vision behind it. Are we here together? Am I communicating? So go back. Who are the people that you need? The destiny helpers. Identify human resources that you need. Identify your biggest threats. What are the biggest challenges? What will stop me from doing this thing? What is the biggest challenge that I have? If I'm going to do this, what is it? You check. Then adjust accordingly. Then you ask yourself, before you move, what is God saying now that he did not say in January? Some people are still running with God said, God said. Whereas God has entered, I am saying, I am saying. God is a present continuous God. If he said something before, you have to keep tabs with him to know what he's saying now. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Some people are still in God said, God said. I showed you last week and David inquired of the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. Have that personal relationship with God where you are asking about things. So that the last time you did this particular investment, it worked. The chances are that if you do it the 2nd time, it will crash. You need to check and be sure that God is still partnering with you to do that particular thing. Because if God is not there, I shouldn't be there. If God is not there and you are there, that's what we now call risk.
But faith is not a risk, because faith is the real deal. It is confidence in the word of God.
Am I communicating, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to go back to your drawing board and make sure you start putting things together. Then rebuild your altar. The second half will not be run by hustle, but by the Spirit. Elijah rebuilds the altar and fire came on it. Return to the place of prayer, your fasting, your worship, your devotion. Some people started this year and they made commitment to God and said, God, I'm going to serve you sincerely. Hey, God, throughout this year, I'm going to be a committed. In fact, what some people told God is that 2025, I'm a kingdom financier. It is June. We are just saying Sia. I'm not saying final. Go back to your covenant practices. Some people, you already started taking the things that you should give to God. You already started cutting corners. Stop cutting corners. Because you are afraid that time is running. So you think if you cut corner, you will get there. But there is a God who says that if you do what I have asked you to do, it is not the way you think it will happen. I will make it happen by myself. The Bible says there is he that withhold, yet he's broke. And there is he that scatters, yet he has. It shows the principles and the ways of God. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here now? So go back and rebuild your altar, the altar of spiritual stewardship, the altar, you know, of your prayer, the altar of your word devotion to God. Make sure you go back to that place and rebuild it. Rebuild it. Rebuild it. Don't let anything stop you. Be consistent with God in kingdom service, financial things, and otherwise, as God lays in your heart. Be consistent with Him. Don't be off and on with God. If you have been doing church service and you do once a month and you are here today, this message is for you, obviously. Two times a month, and they give Jesus two times. But you give your boss five times. Why? Why? It's not fair. It's not fair. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you put God first, do you think he has not in mind to put you first? Are you getting what I'm trying to say here, church? In this second half of the year, rearrange the tables. When the altar was set, the fire fell. The reason why the fire has not fallen, things may not be happening, is because sometimes the altar is scattered. Arrange your prayer altar. Arrange your word devotion, your kingdom service, your heart and genuine passion towards the things of God. Arrange everything. Some people, when they where they are right now, they have already started doing, now my own, I won't face this year, or make God wait. Eh? Don't ever say God wait. Do the things that belong to God also. All the things I'm teaching right now in this church, does it look like telling you to abandon your business, your future, your life? No. But what I'm saying is that God is still priority in the scheme of things. But when you wake up in the morning, pray before you rush for that business. You can be so busy and life will not be easy. You can give God time, and when things are going as if they are so tight, then he will compress time for your sake. Then you'll be looking and like, I have achieved it already. And God is saying, can't you see it's 2 months to the goal you set, but you have achieved it. Why? It is not by power, but by might. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here in church this morning? So I want to beg every one of us, please, don't let the devil. There are many things happening around town. Because of the things happening around town, many people feel discouraged. They get tired. And for many of us that are physically tired already, fatigue. Sometimes the reason you are not thinking well is because you are physically exhausted. Sometimes the reason your vision is not clear is because you are physically exhausted. Some of us, the reason why you are not able to achieve much is the crisis of your marriage. Find time to discuss and take a break out of that marriage. Maybe one day, 24 hours, and just go to a place where you will be all alone and pray and seek the face of God and tell your husband that he should please allow you, or tell your wife, I need to take a break. Just spend 24 hours alone. The noise of children in the house alone can take away your vision. So all your life you are just busy running around petty thing. Oh yeah, go and buy this one bag of rice. God, Derek, I don't finish. Magiri, man, Pepe, don't finish. Food for the belly, belly for the food. Everything will perish. Start looking to the future. Did you marry because you wanted to be eating rice and beans and plantain and bomo? Is that why we got married? We got married with vision in hearts. We got married because we wanted to build a legacy. Are you getting what I'm saying here? It is in the place of that prayer that God can start telling you that you see these children, this is the school, this one should go. You can be so clouded that you will put them in the school where somebody can die. But when you have clear vision and you are praying and you are focusing on God, you'll be shocked to see that in that place God will tell you, see this one and this one. Do like this. You are not having preference on your children. You are not preferring one to the other. But the destiny of children are tailored in such a way that they are unique. And because they are unique, they are specifications. And one of the responsibility of parents, and some of you, the parents are not there, but your older siblings that can help your younger ones, is to assist in helping a person achieve the goal of their life. It takes retiring to rest so that you clear off your mind, fatigue, every excess load of problem, of challenge and everything. You might take a whole Saturday off and say, I just want to pray and seek the face of God this week. 1 week of rest can put you on a journey 6 months of clear direction. Am I helping somebody here? Yes. In Isaiah 40, 31, it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall they renew what? Their strength. Not those that are just running without direction. They wait. In this kingdom, we wait so that our destiny will carry weight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Then number 5, you start praying for restoration and recover, because it's possible that there are some things that you have lost. Sometimes as a result of time wasted. Some of us have spent more time on Instagram than on God's plan for our lives. Some of us have spent more time arguing, debating, broken relationship. They gave you breakfast since January. You are still eating the breakfast by June. Finish breakfast and let's know whether there will be lunch and dinner or something. Are we here together? Some people are still meditating on their breakfast. If you ate since morning, will you still be sustained? The person that gave you breakfast has eaten lunch and dinner. You are still on that breakfast. You are still fasting the breakfast. Come out. Tell your neighbor, come out of that place. Yes. You need to start praying and say, God, restore quality relationships around my life. You know, last week when I told you about 3 kinds of relationships, I told you about relationships of mentors, is that not? I told you relationship of friends, is that not? I told you relationship of those that are proteges or other people that are here to support you. Yes, among those quality people you need in your life, you also need friendship of those that have finances, can partner with what God wants to do through you. And it takes some level of prayer to know the right kind of person. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here? Is anybody getting my message this morning? Yes. So please, I want to encourage you. You start praying this season. And that's why we're praying tomorrow. We're going to pray. As I wrap up this service, now we're going to pray again. Every lost opportunity, every lost resources, the investments that has eaten my funds, the opportunities that I have missed. I got so busy and carried away and many things slipped off my hand. Lord, let there be restoration. Why? He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust, the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. I will restore. So there is a system in God that is called what? Restoration. And somebody, under the sound of my voice, as you are listening right now, by the Spirit of God, I declare, angels that will be dispatched in this season. Die! Supernatural will dispatch angels everywhere. I say the assignment that they have started, they will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Any angel that is an assignment to bring certain things into your direction, any power that is trying to hinder and stop, we call for heavenly reinforcement. That what belongs to you will come speedily in the name of Jesus. Second half of the year is yours. Somebody say it's mine. Say it loud. This second half is mine. Yes. Yes. The Bible says David wept, then he encouraged himself. Some people, you have been weeping, weeping, weeping. Stand up and encourage yourself. You know, David started. They were saying, we're going to stone you. Everybody was shouting. David! He cried and he cried. And when he was done crying, the Bible says that he stood up and he encouraged himself. Second half, you might have been playing the first half and it looks like everything is so hard. This second half now, sit down, refire, stand up and encourage yourself. That's why he says, arise, shine. You can't sit down and shine. You can't be sitting and shining. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. That's a word for somebody here. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Are you sure you're getting what I'm saying here today? Yes. So I shared that with you. Please go and work on that. Then finally, avoid competition and comparison in the second half. Galatians chapter 5 verse 26. It says, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12, it says, comparing themselves with themselves, they became what? Fools. Are you not projecting? Am I too fast? It's for time's sake. I'm just trying to be fast because of time. Comparing themselves with themselves, they became as fools. You are comparing yourself and you are forgotten to know that in the calendar of God, there are no two people, even twins. The reason why some twins start fighting is because they tailored the same life for themselves when God tailored a different life. That's one of the biggest fights twins have sometimes. Sometimes some twins, we must study the same course. We must wear the same cloth. We must wear the same shoe. We must wear the same... Nobody says you shouldn't wear the same shoe, the same cloth. But when it comes to destiny, each individual should go and sit down and ask God what. Sometimes some people will say we're going to marry the same spouse. One marriage can work, the other one will be failing. The face of the two people you... I'm just saying it. The face of the two people you marry, their hearts differ, their character differ. And if this one's own tallies with this one, it doesn't mean the other one will tally. So that this person is going this direction does not mean the other person must go the same direction. We are unique. All of us are what? Unique. Individual, separate and distinct. And that's the reason why when anything is happening in your life, you stay in the place of your uniqueness. Esau and Jacob had two different lives. There were twins. They had two different lives. Two different lives. Imagine both of them have said, no, we will be together. We will live in the same city. We will marry children of the same mother. For some people, it works. For some people, it doesn't work. So you have to be specific enough to know what your own direction is. And do you know that somebody might be moving ahead? I told them when I was preaching this morning for them in a Jedi church. I told them, look at, all of us are running. 2, 3, 4 people are in front. And while all of us are running in this direction, then imagine that the whistle is blown and they say, stop! And they say, turn. And all of us turn like this. If we turn like this, all of us are on the same level. So what gives you the idea that all of us must get to the end? When we are driving on the same road, do we all have to enter the same place? When it gets to your own bus stop, don't you switch? That's how destiny is. That's why you shouldn't compare yourself with anybody. Ah, this person got admission first before me. Look at my life now. No, admission without mission leads to frustration in the higher institution. So you have to have a mission. So it doesn't matter. They say that, this one, that it's not by who got admission first. It is by the person who has a mission, an assignment, a vision. Am I communicating here? Yes. I've seen so many people. Everybody's marrying. Then the person says, I must marry. And the married did not want to marry that time, but he said, I must marry. Then eventually when he married, everybody married, you marry. They are still in their own, you are out. Whereas you could have probably been where God wanted you to be and say, God, your timing, your season, your plan. I'm not comparing myself with anybody. Many of us, we are in that phase of our life where competition and comparison is very high. At different stages in life, it is common. Let me say this and I'll wrap up this service. There is a stage of a person's life between the ages of 19 and 30. The level of competition is very high. 19, 30, 35. The level of control is high. Why? Because most of the times, many people have finished their schooling and graduated, and their friends are beginning to have jobs. They are beginning to get married. Some people are beginning to travel abroad. Some people are beginning to do many things. Sometimes, the person that you were classmates together married the year we finished school. 7 years after, he has a daughter that is 6 years old. And each time you see the 6 year old cry, you'll be in tears and say, But you do not understand. There's what you call the French bamboo. When the French bamboo is planted, it does not grow at once. Many of the times, it grows its roots downward. In less than 3 months, it will just go boom. And what is sustaining it is not the height, it's the width. Does it mean the other people are different? I don't know. Whatever the channel of anybody's life, I just give God thanks for everybody. But my own, I will focus on my journey. I'm not comparing myself with anybody. This one has that already. That one has. So at that stage, the pressure is much. And sometimes the pressure comes from parents. Juliana? Juliana is fine. How her husband? Is fine. I hear say don't born second one. Yes. Say okay. Are you there? Fine. You fine? Fine. Especially if you are those young people that you have warned your mother before. I say, mommy, no compare me with anybody again. But you know, sometimes it's not easy for them. So when they go out again and somebody greet them and say, hey, mommy, how are you? And maybe somebody saw them on the bus and say, oh, mother, and they enter the same Uber with your mother and your mother job. He said, my begin, God bless you. May God prosper you. Part of your husband, divine. Divine. Then you get back home. Wahala starts for you. Then I start looking at you. If care is not taken, your mother can start looking at your phone and be seeing whether there's any place, any name you save with mine. Mine. Oh, Benny, don't kill yourself. You better understand that everybody's journey differs. If you have not built stamina by yourself, that pressure can push you off track. And before you know it, you get into the wrong hand. Before you know it, whereas God can plan people's life in such different ways. Wait, wait, just wait and think about this thing. Elizabeth was in her old age. Mary was in her early 20s. Elizabeth had waited for several years. Her testimony came in her old age. But she was waiting for Mary. Wait, oh, she was waiting for Mary. Then when Mary will come, Mary will be young, small, disadvantaged. People will be saying that, ah, this girl is young. Oh, this is blah, 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 blah. But she was carrying Ancient of Days. This one waited for days because she had to wait for some days to be the forerunner of Ancient of Days. If they were comparing themselves, Mary would have been, Elizabeth would have been frustrated, and she would have cursed God, and they would have taken the position of bearing the Ancient of Days from her, and the Ancient of Days will look for another forerunner. But because the Bible says they were busy, both of them were faithful, they were serving God. In due time, God said, you see, the arrangement is that the child that is coming is too special. Most of the women on earth will not carry that child. This John the Baptist, it takes an Elizabeth to carry. And we will wait for Mary. Because when Mary shows up, Jesus has a destiny that will last three and a half years. So that at the point where Elizabeth is saying, God, I am 65, I'm 70. Instead of saying my life has finished, rather she's saying, God, let your will be done. Then in heaven, what was settled on earth. If you want the will of God to be done in your life, stop comparison, stop competition. Those you are supposed to be learning from, don't start fighting them. Sometimes insecurity can kill some people. Anytime somebody does something good, you are insecure. Somebody has done a poster and they have put themselves on flyer and they say, hey, we are doing assessment of special fashion show or mental health program, or we are visiting the orphanage. You, nobody gave you vision for orphanage. If you go and visit orphanage, nobody said you might become an orphan. Let God send you on errand. Don't go because of anybody. You can doubt. You think it's easy to raise money to do some things? Somebody is doing it with ease. You are doing it. Ishon. Please, we are going. Help us. Ishon. But it's not like that. When you put your trust in God, it does not mean that there will not be challenging times. But you will find peace in that direction. Because God is leading in that path. Rise up on your feet. So let's get ready for second half. We are firing hard. I'm not looking at anybody. My competition is not with anybody. My competition is in my purpose and in my assignment. I am pressing to be a better version of myself. Listen, don't bother yourself about anything. Just be better. You just be better. Just be better at what you are doing. Make up your mind that I'm not going to... The worst that can happen, the best that can happen is that the people around me will inspire me and motivate me. They will never demoralize me. I will never allow any other human being to demoralize me. Their results will either motivate or inspire me. Do you know sometimes the same result somebody has that is making you smile, another person has the result and you are angry. You are angry because you feel like, now my mate, but you can allow this other one. There's no mate in destiny. Somebody might be younger and get the result that is far bigger. If we need to learn, we learn. Don't put yourself under pressure and out of insecurity, you start fighting what you should not fight. You start getting angry. You start feeling bitter. And the devil will be so happy. And can I tell you what killed John the Baptist at the end of the day? Offense. The person that waited for him. I can say now, Jesus Christ came out. And the season of the manifestation of Jesus, John the Baptist got angry. And he told them, he said, go. The same person that he looked and he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He said, I must decrease so that they will increase. Then John the Baptist was in a situation where things were tough. Be careful during your tough times. Tough times are not designed to destroy you. They are designed to make you. God gave me a word for them in the Jordan. And that is the same word I want to share with somebody here now. Listen, what you are going through, listen, you are not, that's what he said. What he said to me is that you are not behind. You are in process. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not what? Behind. You are what? As long as you are doing something, create value, work, be better. Do whatever it is. Check what other people are doing. The one you want to copy, you copy well. Be a creative. You creative well. You act well and say, I am moving. I am making progress. You are the one that thinks that you are slow because you are looking at other cars moving. If you have a permanently tinted glass and you are not seeing another person, and the driver is driving and you are behind, you will not know whether you are fast or slow. It is the looking at other people. And God gave us the privilege to see other people, not to be frustrated, but to be motivated. So when you see it, be motivated and tell yourself, God can help me too. I will get better. My life will advance. Lift up your voice. We're going to pray and say, I lay hold of the second half of the year. Everything that belongs to me in the second half of the year, I take advantage of it by the Spirit. My eyes are open to see. My ears are open to hear. I must hear about the real deal that God wants me to hear about. I must see the opportunities that God wants me to see. In the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray passionately this morning. Somebody is about to recover something that you have not been able to touch in the past 6 months. There is restoration. I have just about 3.5 or 4 minutes to pray the prayer for this service. I want you to pray passionately in the name of Jesus. Whatever I have lost or I feel that I have lost, Lord God Almighty, I perceive that I have lost something. I recover all. I recover all. January, vomit everything you took. February, vomit everything you took. March, April, May, June, deliver it to my hand. Let them be tools to run in July. Let them be tools to run in July. Let them be stepping stones to run from the month of July in the name of Jesus. There's no loss, no loss on my path, no loss on my path, no loss on my path. Can you pray, child of God? No loss on my path, no loss on my path, no loss on my path. Erede benine kutai, erieko shabada bada 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 bada. Rakatene menegadele bashot. I want you to pray. You have 1 minute to pray this prayer. I'm pressing on. The upward ways, new heights I'm gaining every day. I'm still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm pressing on the upward ways, new heights I'm gaining. Need every day. I'm still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lead me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. Higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Though some where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. My heart has no desire. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Though some men where these are bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. And let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. Higher plane that I am found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Listen, everyone, listen. Let me say this. It's in my spirit. I believe it will bless somebody. Those of us who have very high grades, when you left school, there's so much pressure on some of you because you might not be achieving the things people around you are expecting. First class, 4.2, 4.3. And it's as if life is looking like 1.0. Listen, don't put pressure on yourself. Because of that, sometimes some people are not willing to start from where God wants them to start. Listen, academic height at a point does not equate the same thing as life height. If you still have a journey to pass, you will still pass the journey. Some people will come to that point and they will go push and they moved. It's good. Celebrate them, like I have said. But to be under unnecessary pressure, or some of us, you started relationship very fast before every other person. And it's as if
Even those that did not have relationship, they are married. They have even got, this is our relationship now, eternal life relationship. Don't be under pressure. If you are not yet ready, keep learning what you should learn. Keep growing together. In fact, the relationship might even crumble. It doesn't mean your life has crumbled. Some people, where they are now is what we call midlife crisis. You are between the ages of 35 and 45, 50. The chances are that your eyes will be on what every other person has achieved. Then the crisis will start. Depression will start. High blood pressure will start. You start asking yourself, look at that one. The child is already going to university. Why am I still here? Hey, look at that one. They have built a house already. You live in a nice place where God has blessed you. God probably has better plans for you ahead. But because somebody has built a house, you're already dying inside. Some people built a house under that pressure and high blood, and they could not live inside. Joy and peace is what you need. Are you getting what I'm saying here? From there, you start positioning yourself. In gratitude. That's why next week is Thanksgiving. We will worship and sing. Wherever you are, you will lift up your voice and say, Ni gbogbo ona ese, Ni gbogbo ona ese o, Baba. Those days we used to sing a song. I don't know if people know it. Igwesi regwesi, wantu reburu, gina rekele, gina rotito. Igwesi regwesi, what to reburu in a regale. Where you are, be grateful to God, but don't relax. Still anticipate that I know that God is able to do just what He says He will do. He's gonna fulfill. The promise will come to pass. Say, don't give up on God.
Don't give up. Say, He's able.
He's able.
Listen, if you are between that range, 40, 45, 50, 55, at that point, you are beginning. Sometimes what you have built all your life, Satan is saying, start afresh. Some of us, start afresh is not your instruction. You might not have the strength to run the way you were 32. If there's something God has placed in your hand, build on it. Build on it. Except you hear a clear voice. Why? Naturally, your strength is not exactly the same again. So people must understand the stages and the seasons of life so that you don't find yourself struggling with something. A 70-year-old man should not be competing with a 35-year-old boy. Why? You should position yourself and begin to dash him wisdom and intelligence and guidance and say, take, take, go ahead, take. Do you know that from the position of giving somebody wisdom and intelligence, heaven can look and decide that you will be made a grandmaster that will last long, and the wealth of those people will turn in a funny way back to your position. The best thing is to be useful where you are and make sure that you are productive. I'm not going to get tired. I'm not going to relax. I will be at my best, but I will not compare. I will not start looking at other people. I will not be frustrated because of any other person's success. Stretch your hands. Let me pray with you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your sons and daughters today. I declare concerning the second half of the year, everything that looks like a danger ahead, everything that looks like a calamity ahead, by the grace of God, I declare you escape disaster in the name of Jesus. All the disasters of July to December, everyone under the sound of my voice, you will never be found in it in the name of Jesus. Whether we like it or not, that is how life is designed. He said, arrows that fly by day, pestilence that wait at noonday, but 1,000 will fall on this side and 10,000 on this side. He said, only with my eyes I will behold and I will see the reward of the wicked. By this time in December, you will look back and thanksgiving will be in your mouth in the name of Jesus. You will not be swept away by the vicissitudes of life. You will not be swept away by the challenges of life. In the name of Jesus, God strategically positioned you for the destiny opportunities of July to December. You didn't say amen to that. God strategically positioned your helpers that are needed in the calendar of your life between July and December in the name of Jesus. By the Spirit of God, I pray for everyone here. Your strength will not fail you. In the day of your manifestation, your strength will not fail you. In the day of your announcement, you will not be missing in action. For some people who have labored over some other people in your lifetime, you have labored over your children, you have labored in your marriage. Every woman under the sound of my voice, I declare no stranger will step into your place to take what belongs to you. Every man under the sound of my voice, in the day of the manifestation of your sons and daughters, it will not be said that you are sending a representative except if you are too busy. You didn't say amen to that. You can be so busy, then you now say, I send a representative. Not that they are looking for somebody and say, he's no longer there. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Businesses that are down receive a boost in the name of Jesus. Everybody whose mind is clouded with so much challenge that you are not seeing the plan for that business, that career, that work, that family, I declare in this season, as you take out time, 10 hours off your phone, please, off it. Put it off. You will not, no call is a missed destiny. It's only a missed call, it's not a missed destiny. Off it. Do you know that when your phone is on, there are hormones that your body releases in anticipation to receive? When your phone is off, it shuts down. You need to understand the principle of shutdown. Because I asked, when the doctor came for the men's meeting the other day, I asked him, I said, people say rest, rest, rest. Sometimes people advise, Pastor, are you resting? I said, yes, I'm resting. Somebody sleeps in the night, he has not rested. He said, no, that's not exactly the way. He said, when you are ready to rest, off your phone. Because in anticipation, your system is still working. But when your phone is off, you are at rest. You are not expecting anything. He said, that's when you will get real rest. And for every rest, your system, new cells are created. So that we don't pursue something and we don't have the life to enjoy it. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, the wisdom to navigate life so that you will lead a life that is full and a life that is full of the blessings of God. Receive that wisdom in the name of Jesus. It's well with you. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Say thank you, Father, for the second half of the year. July to August, September, October, November, December 2025. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. If you are here in this service and you are not yet born again, you have not accepted Jesus, can you quietly raise your hand? I'm going to pray with you. You say, Pastor Mavis, I want to make a decision for Jesus so that in this second half of the year, my journey will start. Raise your hand. If you are online, indicate and say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me. I receive eternal life into my spirit and I declare that I am born again. Saved and sanctified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.